This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today's DJV extravaganza with the extravagant Jennifer Horn, the ultra extravagant Victoria Keelan, and the over the top extravagance of Kara Schillen here to treat whatever problems you have. We've got answers to your questions, and you may not even know what the questions are, but we've got answers. Answers galore. All right, so let's get going, Jennifer. Answer the question, will you please?
You know, I always like to start things off with an update on one of your favorites in Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, AOC. Yay.
AOC in a little bit of HOT water this morning because apparently there's some campaign finance stuff that's floating around. The Democrats have been using this to try to get at Trump. Now, Democrats or Republicans, I'm not sure which, because she has enemies in both parties, have uncovered some wrongdoing by AOC. Her chief of staff illegally moved almost $1 million in campaign contributions off the books, according to an FEC complaint. And this is kind of an interesting one because the person that did it, and I'm going to try to say the name, forgive me if I get it wrong, but it's Saikat Chabardi, who is now her chief of staff. But at the time when she was a candidate, he was a multimillionaire guy who had his own business, and he was funneling $1 million in contribution from political action committees back and forth between the companies that he also controlled. So that's a pretty big deal. It was filed, the complaint with the FEC was filed on Monday, and now the allegations are really starting to come to the public eye. The complaint asserts that Chakrabarty established two PACs, the brand new Congress PAC and the Justice Democrats PAC, and then systematically transferred more than $885,000 in contributions. I gotcha. Yes. Received by those PACs to the brand new campaign LLC and the brand new Congress companies that, unlike PACs, are exempt from reporting all of their significant expenditures. Now, the PACs claim the payments were for strategic consulting. However, a bit of trouble, maybe more so for her chief of staff than even for her herself as the candidate. So that is sort of unfolding as her mom has come out and said that AOC was forced to flee New York and move to Florida because the property taxes were so high. Well, that's kind of laughable because AOC acknowledges you have to raise taxes to pay for all the stuff that she's doing. She said, I was paying $10,000 a year in real estate taxes up north. Now $600 a year in Florida. That's what the mother said. The mother said she had to leave New York. It was too high stress and too many taxes. So she had to flee to Florida to feel a little bit of relief. She's only paying $600 a year in Florida, which is pretty nice, huh?
Every place, if you own anything in any borough in New York City, with the new tax plan that you can't write anything off more than $10,000, you're screwed. So yeah. There are a lot of people who are
which
in that
will
same
now
boat.
Make it even more expensive to live in New York because only rich people will be able to live there.
Well, Governor Cuomo,
same thing's happening in California.
Yeah. Governor Cuomo was at the White House, I want to say maybe 3 weeks ago, and he and Trump were talking about this because I honestly don't know if Trump even knew that this was in the tax plan, but when Cuomo left the White House, they apparently had a pretty good meeting, and Trump, obviously being a New Yorker, is sensitive to the fact that property taxes are really high, so they're going to try to do something to work around it. That needs to change, and I don't think that people really thought it was going to be as big of a deal as it is, and in New Jersey, they're trying to do a workaround as well.
Back to AOC.
By the way,
AOC.
AOC's mom calls herself BOC for Blanca Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, good for her. But she's made herself a target. She's a young, naive kid who has a lot of good things to say. She's very smart, but she has gone about it. She's going to learn, as you said, I've read more Democrats are upset with her because she's yakking all the time and taking steam away from things that they want to focus on. And there are as many Democrats as Republicans who think she's a pain in the butt. And so she's made herself a target. Maybe she'll learn from this, hopefully, because she is smart. She does have something to offer, and it would be nice. It's part of the growing curve, but she may be in a jam here that she can't get out of. I don't know that. I saw a little something about it yesterday, and then I figured you guys would talk about it a little bit, or I'd find some more info today. But she's, she's a target. She's made herself a target. So let's see if she can work her way out of it. Other people in the news today, the rapper known as Young Dolph. Anybody know who he is?
No, I've never heard that name ever.
Young Dolph, out $500,000 in jewelry after his car was broken into while it was in a Cracker Barrel parking lot. He's 33 years old, comes from Memphis, eating lunch at the restaurant, which is southwest of Atlanta. Somebody came into the restaurant and said his custom camouflage-painted Mercedes had been broken into. Thieves made off with a laundry list of items, jewelry, watches, diamond chains, a lot of, what is it, Patek Philippe watch? Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, yeah.
See them advertised in the airline magazines.
Yeah.
Cartier sunglasses that cost $24,000. Who the hell buys sunglasses that cost $24,000? A Glock? A Pirelli backpack worth $3,000? Who is this guy?
Sounds like insurance. It sounds like insurance fraud to me, doesn't it? I had some godparents who once lost their fur collection when their garage burnt down. I mean,
really? He's got four albums, including a debut album from 2016. He appears with rapper O.T. Genasis.
No idea who any of these people are. No clue.
The wrong audience for all of this. Okay, here's somebody, another name in the news this upsets me. Officer Betty Shelby. Remember her? Former Tulsa police officer, fatally shot an unarmed black man 3 years ago, will not face civil rights charges. She shot Terrence Crutcher, she said, in self-defense. Police footage doesn't show what happened the moment she shot Mr. Crutcher, but parts do show him with his hands in the air. She testified that as officers walked Crutcher back to his car, he didn't obey commands to lie down. She said he reached inside his car and she believed he was going for a gun. She was charged with manslaughter, found not guilty. The FBI, along with attorneys from the Justice Department, investigated. They found that there wasn't sufficient evidence to prove her use of force was objectively unreasonable. So is it just me? Am I over-speaking here? There are so many of these issues
It seems like same story over and over.
Yeah, it does. And so I'm not outraged about this, but I'm upset. And I don't know whether I'm maybe being unfair to her. I'm just upset that this stuff happens over and over and over and over and over again. And without provocation. I'm sure there are plenty of circumstances in which there is provocation, in which these actions are justified. It didn't appear from what I saw, and I'm not an expert in logistics or anything else, but you look at it and, hello, the guy's got his hands in the air. What are you shooting him for? That's the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the question?
Yep. It always should be, yep.
Okay, 15 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Taylor fabric softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to get your first job posting, free, and placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, meanwhile, back at the ranch with people in the focus, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, responded to his indictment for corruption. He's been charged with bribery, fraud, breach of trust. He says it's a witch hunt. Attorney General in Israel announced the charges before the country's general elections. He happens to be from a different party. Think that's true? He was accused of accepting gifts in exchange for tax favors and using his influence to control media reports of him and his family.
He can offer a hearing. Well, his wife got busted already, right?
Yeah,
she got busted wife. First, yeah, yeah, for doing similar.
He says his wife and
stuff.
Son are being unfairly persecuted. Attorney General investigated the family members, decided there wasn't enough evidence to go after them.
All this witch hunt stuff. We haven't heard as much about witches since Salem. It's crazy. Everything, it's like everything's a witch hunt now.
That's a great line.
It's perfect time to bring back Sabrina the Teenage Witch, because witches are really in right now.
Yes, exactly. Justice Department responding to a lawsuit brought forth by the family of Hoda, how do we pronounce her name? Is it Mathana? Woman who joined ISIS and wants
this
to come
one.
Back here. Yeah, this one.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah. Send her. Yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so happy about this.
Well, she's just she's never going to get back into this country.
Nope. And I love
it. And she shouldn't be. She's from New Jersey originally. I didn't know that.
I don't care where she's from. As they say in the South, you make a bed hard, now you got a lie in it. So you thought it was going to be a good thing to go and marry someone in ISIS and then marry a second guy in ISIS after the first guy was killed? Uh-uh. See you later. Bye-bye.
That's a little bit. The story's a little bit amusing, if not irritating. These people have the brass, the balsam, somebody like this. I mean, I think it takes a lot of brass to do what
sure
she's
does.
Done and say, I want to come back to this country. Screw you,
to
lady.
To marry three different ISIS fighters and have a kid and then say, oh, I changed my mind.
Oh, that's right. It's three of them. And then, oh, mommy, daddy, I want to come home.
Bye-bye. 21 after the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm a little holy water, but it's still a bit burning, man. Burning, man.
Country twang here, Jen Jen, 24 after the hour on the DJV show.
Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with Derek Bentley returning to Buena Vista, Colorado for the second installment of his Seven Peaks Music Festival set for Labor Day weekend. Well, we're already talking about Labor Day. We haven't even got sun and
green grass. It'll be here before you know it, Doug. You love to do that. It's almost September right now.
Thanks, Jennifer. All right, so anyway, Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, John Pardee, Mitchell Tenpenny, Ryan Hurd, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock, among the modern-day Nashville stars on the bill. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is going to be there. Ah!
They're back.
That'd be good. All right, and the Steep Canyon Rangers, a little bluegrass. You going to crank that up there, Mr. Bojangles? If you don't remember, the Nitty Gritty Band, here they are.
The old soft shoes.
Americana duo The War and Creedy also slated to perform, along with a strong roster of 90s country stars like Travis Tritt, Tracy Lawrence, Diamond Rio, and Ian Carter. Bentley's Incognito Hot Country Nights. Who's your what?
It's Dina Carter.
What'd I say?
I don't know, but it wasn't that.
Definitely wasn't Dina.
Okay, yeah, calm down.
It was Dionne Warwick Carter or
Dionne
something
Warwick.
Like that.
Dionne Warwick, exactly. You have a good time when I make a mistake, Victoria, don't you? You really kind of like
why
it.
Why me? Everybody else is laughing. I always join
the lady that laughs at the falling down videos. Don't worry, Victoria. I do. But that baby just fell.
Anyway, so what's the gist of this? We got Derek Bentley and all these guys that are going to be at the Burning, what is this? The Seven Peaks Music Festival. All right, so set your...
I'd go.
August 30th through September 1st. That's the story. All right, let's keep going here. Another country act, Clint Black, celebrating the 30th anniversary of his 1989 album, Killin' Time. With a summer, maybe I put the emphasis on the wrong.
Put the emphasis on, yeah.
It's killing time. He's killing time, right?
Yeah.
It's not killing time.
It's killing time.
It's killing time.
for the summer tour. He added to his itinerary with the announcement of another tour, co-headlining run with Trace Adkins, Jen.
I know. I'm going to go to this one, I think. They're going to go to Wine Country, Santa Ynez in July. I think I got to go.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
So it's called the Hits Hats History Tour. Feature 90 stars Terry Clark and John Barry.
Love her.
Along with
she
Craig
was one of my
Campbell.
Favorites.
Was she?
Yeah, I used to love Terry Clark.
Clint Black. Jennifer's not home right
she's
now.
She's gotten into radio, by the way. I think if she does, I can't remember. She used
Terry
to host
Clark?
A morning show. Yeah.
Really? Huh. Well, there you go. A number of musicians that do that, depending on what city they're in. So Clint Black scoring hits like nothing but the taillights, When My Ship Comes In and When I Said I Do, with his wife, Lisa Hartman Black. What do you know about her? Jennifer, Clint Black's wife.
She used to be on Entertainment Tonight, I think it was.
Lisa Hartman, yeah. Okay.
Lisa Hartman, yep.
Yeah. Trace Adkins, who has woven an acting career with his role as an entertainer, has radio stables like Ladies Love Country Boys. Is that true, Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
Ladies
especially
Love Country
people
Boys.
Like Trace. Oh, yeah.
You're going to miss this. And Songs About Me. Dates for Black and Adkins, Charlotte, Live Oak. See, these are all May and June and August. Going from Charlotte to Live Oak, Florida, Sugar Hill, Georgia, Simpsonville, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Meshena, who's your what?
Meshena-tucket. Foxwoods. Just say Foxwoods.
Foxwoods, okay.
Yeah.
Guilford, New Hampshire. That's great country. That's a great place to be in June, July, and August. Sugarland in Texas and Cedar Park in Texas. All right. Here's the Clint Black story with Trace Adkins, 28 After. You'll change my opinion.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will be in Alabama Friday to look at tornado damage.
It's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. We've been in constant touch with the governor and also the governor of Georgia.
At least 23 people were killed in the state, including 59-year-old Sheila Creech. She was there waiting for repairs to her Panama City Beach apartment building, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Michael. California's Attorney General won't charge two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man, Stephon Clark, last year.
When confronted shortly after breaking the door, Mr. Clark did not follow officers' commands.
He ran into his grandparents' backyard as they were investigating a vandalism report. Officers say they mistakenly thought Clark was approaching them with a gun, but it was a cell phone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Time is here on the DJV program. Well, it's pretty much always happy time, although there are some things that we talk about that are kind of distressing, distracting. Sooner or later, we get around to the good stuff, and I'm not sure, because I never asked Victoria and Jennifer where they're going with the first story of their half hour, but sooner or later, we'll get background depending on, well, Victoria may, it's not surprising, she likes to start with good news. So do you have some for us?
I do actually have some good news. We're going to talk about water. It's the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting, and this is an annual contest that has been going on since 1991. This takes place in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, where they have a panel of 10 judges, and they gather in front of a crowd of water enthusiasts from around the world to determine the world's best water. Now, they have different categories. They have best tap water, best bottled, best sparkling, best purified, and best flavored water. And so this year, the panel awarded the Best Tap Water Award to El Dorado, Colorado. And that's actually a first-time municipal winner. Second place went to a returning champion, Independence, Missouri. Third place went to a repeat winner, Desert Hot Springs in California. And for the first time ever, the Water Tasting Convention host, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, received a fourth-place nod. In the bottled categories, We didn't really do that well as far as American water goes. Sardinia in Italy takes home. They've apparently been the number one bottler for many years in a row. And the best sparkling water in the world, though, came from Mountain Valley Spring Water Sparkling, which comes from Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Mountain Valley also received first place in the flavored essence sparkling water, which is really surprising because we all know, and I know Jen and Kara and I all drink LaCroix, and we drink, what's the one you like, Jen? Bubbly, the new one?
I like Bubbly a lot, yep.
So like those,
or
Bublé,
as he likes to call it,
or Bublé, right? So those are the big names that we're seeing right now, and yet they didn't even place, and so it's kind of interesting that some of these smaller bottlers and purifiers and smaller towns are winning in the water category, but you'll never see New Jersey water in here because New Jersey tap water is the worst. It's absolutely horrific. And so I'll have to start buying. I filter all of our water because I just refuse to drink tap water. There's just so much gross stuff in it, especially in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to all of the winners, especially in West Virginia. That's in first.
Yay! Hip, hip, hooray! The good news is their water is good. The bad news is most of us are drinking crap for water.
Yep.
Too bad. And if you drink good water in a plastic container, it's still bad. Quite frankly, horrible.
True.
For you.
Yep.
All right, so let's see some other business news here. Southwest Airlines launching service to Hawaii, $49 one way. If you fly from Oakland and San Jose to Honolulu or Kauai, available for purchase today. Airline service to Hawaii set to start on the 17th of the month. Start dates for sale fare travel range from March 19th to various dates in May. Southwest also launching inter-island routes. See, I figured that was what was going to happen between Honolulu, Kauai, some of the other islands. Inter-island routes are available for purchase through March 5th for $29. Service on San Diego will be announced in the coming weeks. Details about flights to and from other islands announced soon as well. You go to southwest.com/Hawaii if you want to book a ticket. Who wants to ride over on a... Well, I suppose if you don't care.
A lot of airlines are using those airlines. Like Delta uses 737s quite often to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you go on Southwest? That's what I would do.
Yeah. I don't want to ride on a 737, so I'm not going on any one of them. I'd go over and be on something a little bit bigger. Thanks. Well, there we go. Another.
I love that. I would have to backtrack to like Chicago just to fly forward again to Hawaii.
Fly just on a decent airplane.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So here's something now. This is cut out of the same emphasis as what was the story I just did in the music thing? I had the wrong emphasis on the where it was killing time.
And it's
right.
Just killing time.
Okay. So let's see if I can misconstrue this one. All right. This is a story about Instant Pot. And
not weed,
merging.
If that's where you're going with
it. Oh, okay, thank you. Instant Pot is a company that makes pots, kettles, that kind of stuff. And
no,
Pyrex.
They make pressure cookers. It's a pressure cooker. Instant Pot is a pressure cooker that's combined with a slow cooker. So it has the two different settings in one. That's why they're so popular.
All right, so if you're so smart, you do the story.
I have an Instant Pot. I don't.
Do you?
I use it for like
one
recipe.
I'm
going to
have some Instant Pot on my farm in another year or so.
And I'll visit you.
Help yourself. Come on
along. No, the story is that Instant Pot and Pyrex, everybody knows Pyrex. It's become one of those things where you say, can you hand me a Kleenex? It's the brand is actually bigger than the item itself. So Pyrex is buying Instant Pot. So they'll be merging, and they're going to be making who knows what, except a lot of money. 20% of American households right now have an Instant Pot, and that's actually up from whatever it was last year. It just keeps growing and growing. People are obsessed with their Instant Pot.
It's going to be called
one thing on
Pyrex
Amazon.
Pot now.
I think they're going to call it, I don't know what they're going to call it, actually. I don't know if they have a name yet. But this is a $2 billion merger. It's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah.
No. God bless you.
Well, everybody has Pyrexes in their house already.
I don't have any Pyrexes in my house.
You don't have a single glass baking dish or a glass measuring cup? Yeah, you absolutely do. You don't even know what you have, but I've never been to your house,
everybody,
but I can tell you, you do.
What was that comment, Jennifer, please?
Everybody has one.
Yeah, no, you had another, didn't you?
In some way.
You took a shot. I know you took a shot.
No, that's what I said. I didn't take a shot.
Okay. So here's one other business story.
I'll get blamed for it, but she'll shoot.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the new world order, after
the
all.
The seniority of the show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's it.
So I was a kid working at a General Motors production plant in Framingham. And
that was
before
they were making cars, right?
Will you stop it?
Was that the Model T? That was the hot thing that year?
You asked for it. You begged me for it. So give me a break.
Hi, this is where I do my Rush Limbaugh impersonation. You ready? All right.
Very good.
So the GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, was built in the same year that the Framingham plant was built, 1967. And I remember we were trying to beat the production at Lordstown. Lordstown is probably one of the most famous GM plants, and it's been running for longer than any other plant, but they shut it down. They've shut down a bunch of plants. What befuddles me about this is these guys are always building new plants and shutting down old ones. Why don't they just rehab the old plants where they have workers that are already tuned in, if you will, to the system? Or is it that they're just trying to deal with sometimes they find it cheaper to shut down a major plant if there are issues with unions than build a new one down south someplace where the union movement, but sooner or later the union stuff goes down there too. They laid off 8,000 salaried workers and 6,000 hourly workers. Either they've gone to other plants or they lost their jobs. Now, this has led to blowback across the country because General Motors sees, was it last week GM or Ford? Somebody's making a car, or doing scooters or something. What did we talk about last week? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, GM's making electric scooters.
Right.
Yeah.
Electric bicycles, that's what it is.
So they make them in the Lordstown, Ohio plant.
That's because they're actually, I think, being made in Europe.
Right.
Because they're
someplace
bigger. It's a bigger market for them.
Yeah. All right, anyway. That's the story from GM. I feel bad. It's funny how you get the. It was always one of the things at the GM plant in Framingham. We were about the same size as the plant in Lordstown, and we were always competing. The Lordstown plant made, trucks and expensive cars. We made Buicks. They called it a BOP plant in Framingham. Buicks, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs. And they were basically all the same car. And they were the same. Look at the car. They all look the same. They all have the same chassis, engines, transmissions. They just flavored them differently. I had Buicks. When I was a kid, I had a Buick Wildcat, a Buick Electra, these big tanks. I'm a kid driving around these big tanks. And it was because I worked at the GM plant. I saw how they were built. And I think, I'm going to support GM. Were they tanks? Wow. Woo! All right, that's enough of the story of my life here for the moment. 45 and I don't hear a lot of excitement and enthusiasm from the ladies of the day, so...
But let me tell you about it.
What were we talking about again? I think I took a nap.
I know. You started
45.
The old model.
All right, okay, all right, calm down. 45 past the hour.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free.
at grasshopper.com. Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text radio to 484848. Text RADIO to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 484848.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter fabric softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, there's a story floating around about a U.S. aircraft carrier holding services in heathenism. The roots of this religion, Norse Viking culture, mythology, the USS John Stennis, which is a Nimitz-class nuclear-powered supercarrier, operates mostly in the Persian Gulf. This service, spearheaded by officer's mate, Joshua Wood, who is, he describes himself as the heathen lay leader on the ship. And one of the practitioners is Airman Joshua Shikowski. We do a lot of praying to the god of seafarers. The religion, deities, and spirits are honored in sacrificial rites known as blots, in which food and libations are offered to them. The officer stresses that reports of animal sacrifices within religion on the ship are the furthest from the truth. Now, think about it for a second. Having that kind of, you think you get a little bit of attention, any kind of services on these ships. I suppose they have chaplains now. Do they still have chaplains, I wonder, on these ships?
Like on a cruise ship? Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
Chaplains on a cruise ship, I would say.
Yeah, definitely do.
10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time 53 after the hour here on the DJD program. Time for Victoria Keelan to show us her stuff. The Tech Talk focus is because she has an interest and an expertise in getting these stories right. So let's go to AT&T and find out about the big changes.
Yeah, AT&T had a very big court victory yesterday. It sealed the deal for its acquisition of Time Warner Inc. And so now the new company will be called Warner Media. And Robert Greenblatt, who is a former chairman of NBC Entertainment, he's been brought on to run Warner Media Entertainment. This is a brand new conglomerate that is going to have HBO, Turner Broadcasting, TBS, TNT, True TV. All of that will be lumped into one division of this new company. And now this has been blocked or attempted to be blocked by the Department of Justice, and this went round and round, and Trump doesn't want it to happen, but legally the judge ruled that there is nothing that says that this is going to hinder competition. And so that is, of course, the only main concern when two massive companies merge. And so now what's going to happen? We'll wait and see if this is going to be good for the consumer or not. It'll certainly be good for HBO viewers because this new plan really pushes HBO to the max. They have 150 hours of original programming coming this year. That's a 50% jump from last year. Now, this is all to basically keep up with Netflix and Amazon Prime. Those two companies have put so much money into original programming. HBO hasn't really done that. HBO has only focused on their Sunday night programming. That's a completely full slot now. So now with 150 new hours of original programming, we'll actually start to see HBO fill out the week. And maybe we'll even be adding that to our TV report, because I think there will be a lot of really great shows coming up. And AT&T also plans with their new merger under Warner Media, they have they'll be launching a streaming service next year, and that they hope will be a direct competition for Netflix. So they have big plans, lots of big changes. The rates of things have not changed yet. HBO, if you have the standalone HBO Go or HBO Now app, that's remaining the same price. So we'll see where the pricing ends up, but it is good, I think, for HBO viewers just to have more variety.
All right, so that's good. Amazon stopping production of their Dash buttons. Let's get the story behind that story.
The Geek Out.
Pour one out for the wacky Amazon Dash button. These are the small oval-shaped pucks that feature a brand logo and a big white button and give you the power to order that product via Amazon Prime just by pressing the aforementioned button. You stick a Tide button on your washing machine when you run out of laundry detergent. You press the Charmin button by your potty when you're low on toilet paper. You get the idea. Amazon, though, has halted the availability of these physical buttons and are replacing it with virtual buttons. So you order via the Amazon app or Echo devices because that accomplishes the same thing. Existing Dash buttons will continue to work, but if you want to learn more about Amazon's next version of their Dash replenishment system, we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Next up on the Hit Parade here on Tech Talk, Instagram is starting something new.
Well, no, not really, no, but no. It's one more reason to monitor what your kids are doing on Instagram, because this new study, which was done from the New University of Liverpool in the UK, it shows that children who see social media influencers promoting unhealthy food are more likely to adopt bad diets themselves. Now, the other side of this is, I think the story is really kids are kids and they want junk food, and this is the latest thing that's influencing them. One of the groups, they basically studied kids who were 9 to 11 years old. They fabricated Instagram pages of real social media influencers who had over a million followers each. One group was shown images of unhealthy snacks. Another group was shown healthy snacks. And the third was shown non-food items. And this study involved 176 kids. And the kids who were shown unhealthy snacks ate 32% more calories compared to the other kids in the other other categories. That was about an extra 90 calories per day. And kids in the healthy food and non-food groups had no significant change. And some of these studies, the study's author is actually suggesting that tighter restrictions are needed around the digital marketing of unhealthy foods that kids are exposed to, because, you know, kids are very easily influenced. But I don't know that that's something that we need to regulate. That's just my opinion, but I think parents...
All right, now I'm happy to have your opinion. Your opinion counts here, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.